Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on News Radio WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
Well, good Tuesday morning to you. Brian Barrett here as we continue Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS. Our pal Lee Colvin joins us this morning from Edward Jones.
This segment has been sponsored by the local Edward Jones office of Lee Colvin. The host of this show and Edward Jones have an existing business relationship. This event is not a testimonial of the services provided by Edward Jones financial advisor Lee Colvin.
Mr. Colvin, good morning, sir.
How you doing today, Brian?
Good, good.
Fantastic.
Looking very dapper in your shirt and tie.
We are definitely trying, buddy.
Dressed to impress. Here I am in my t-shirt, but that's okay. Lee joins us every few weeks here to talk about your money, making sense of your money. And today, we're going to take a little road trip, it sounds like. Some stops on the road to financial stability.
Absolutely. Is that not one of everyone's goals?
Sure.
Financial stability?
Should be, right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. And, you know, Brian, achieving financial stability, it doesn't happen overnight. It does take a journey. And as with every journey, you're going to need to make some stops along the way. These stops or milestones, they can tell you how far you've gone. And possibly where you need to go next. So just wanted to bring some points or milestones of thought to the community here today.
So we'll see some of these stops along the way. We're going to talk about building a foundation, gaining a better foothold, and keep moving forward. And I'll just go ahead and insert this so I don't forget. This is why the worst phone call Lee Colvin ever gets is, you know, on the other end, the answer is, just keep doing what you're doing.
Oof. Hate that one.
That's because we need to take a look and see where we are in our roads, our stops here on the road. So let's talk about building a foundation here.
Certainly. So, you know, when you have first started on your journey, typically you're beginning maybe your career, right? And you'll want to build a foundation by acting on key issues such as trying to save appropriately, paying down debts the right way, and investing for the future. And there are some suggestions in how to do these things. Obviously, there are a lot of ways to plan these out, but these are just a few of the recommendations that we would first start with. So within building a foundation, one, starting an emergency fund.
Key, yeah.
Taking your employer's company match on your retirement plan, and then also paying down your higher rate debt. These are just a few of the three things that we can discuss in more detail here.
Well, I'm certainly not at my building a foundation stage. My car's down the road quite a bit here. But one of the things I wish I had done is when I had the opportunity, you know, take advantage of an employer's match. But, you know, that's very important. But I guess the first building point for anyone is making sure you have an emergency fund. You never know when illness or job loss or anything like that can step in the way, and you need to have an emergency fund.
Certainly. And you know, to the exact points you just made, Brian, you know, you'd like to have several months worth of living expenses kept in a liquid, low risk account to deal with unexpected costs, such as those medical bills or major car repairs. For now, though, if you're just getting started, at least try to put away a few hundred dollars or a month's worth of expenses. And this will just make it easier to have some money moved automatically each month from a checking or savings account into your emergency fund.
As part of building the foundation, you know, take your employer up on a match for a retirement, even in the early going here, you know.
That's right. You know, the employer match is so important. Being able to contribute enough to your 401k and health savings account to earn your employer's matching contributions. if one is being offered. Again, you're already working for the money. You have the opportunity to put it away. Go ahead and get your employer's extra funds to put in your pocket.
Before we move on to our second stop here, how about paying down that higher debt?
You know, we try to pay down debt. Matter of fact, we even spoke about this in our last call or meeting together. And we try to pay down debt as much high interest, non-deductible debt as you can afford, if possible, and try to refinance debt at lower interest rates when necessary.
Well, we're on the road to financial stability and bringing some points to you. Our second stop will be gaining a better foothold. So I guess we're talking about once we get this foundation in place, you're kind of established in your career. Here's some things that, you know, maybe steps to gain an even better foothold into your financial stability.
Certainly. And, you know, I'll just start with the first one here. Continue building that emergency fund. You know, we just talked about needing to build and start at least with 1 month's worth of expenses, but continue to build on that and try to get at least a couple of months' expenses in this fund. Along with that, Brian, put away more into your retirement accounts if you can. You know, if you can, try to put anywhere from 10 to 15% of your gross income into your 401k or similar employer-sponsored retirement plans.
Okay. And this is why you hate the just keep doing what you're doing. You got to check in on your debt-to-income ratio and just keep an eye on that too, right?
Oh, finding out later. you just want me to do what I was doing, but you went and got a car, or you yeah. went and bought a new house, or uh-huh. you just added more to your house. You just never know what may come up in someone's lives.
Had a child, got married.
Had a child, yeah. And these are all very important parts of your life, and they're part of the transition. But the more we know, the better we can help, right? So also checking your debt-to-income ratio, dividing your monthly debt payment by your monthly gross income to then calculate the debt to income ratio. And if you're paying a mortgage, try to keep this ratio at roughly 35% or less. Without a mortgage, try for it to be 20% or less.
Okay. And now as we reach our final stop on the three stops on the road to financial stability, let's talk about keeping the pedal to the metal, if you will, or moving forward. And middle years and beyond, I'm there, so very interested here. You know, it's time to further, I guess, really solidify, Lee, your financial situation, make progress toward working to a comfortable retirement time.
You know, these are some moves that can definitely help with that, Brian. Maintaining your emergency fund.
It's been in all three stops here. there's a pattern here.
That's right. There is a method to the madness. You know, by now, you should be able to keep up. You know, we talked about building a fund with a month, then adding a few months. Now, we're looking at keeping four, and with that, we should be able to keep up to 6 months worth of expenses in your emergency fund. Now, this is a sizable emergency fund that you can help keep you in place and protected if you need to switch jobs, or enable you to maybe meet larger expenses without dipping into your long-term investments. So again, just keep building, have a stronger emergency fund today than you maybe had 5 or 10 years ago.
And it's a month-to-month thing, you know, keep building there. And also, this is going to sound familiar, but you want to also review your goals in retirement, because what you decided to do maybe at stop one, maybe is completely different here in stop three.
Oh boy. You know, the calls that I get and the questions that folks have and how your retirement goals can regularly change, and knowing how to determine whether you're still on track to meet these goals. If you aren't, then you may need to adjust your investment strategies. Of course, you know, your goals may have changed over time, and this too may require adjustments on your part. So you might want to work with a financial professional who can suggest appropriate moves to keep you on your way for the long term.
Well, nothing is ever really easy in life, and I would think that, you know, reaching these milestones, it's going to take, you know, hard work, commitment, you know, diligence to the effort here. But sounds like well worth the stops on the road to financial stability, huh?
I definitely think that it's a good way to go, and we can help you stay on track. But make sure to be diligent, make sure to be committed, and it will be worth the effort in helping you on your journey for your financial stability, Brian.
Yeah, sure thing. Well, Lee, you need some help and guidance along the way. So if someone's listening and thinking all of this sounds good, but I have no idea where to start or what to do, don't know what I am doing. I mean, those are probably questions that someone listening out there has. It would be a good opportunity maybe to sit down with you or one of the talented Edward Jones financial advisors here in the area.
Absolutely. You know, we have quite a few quality financial advisors here in Rutherford County. Again, I always lend out my phone number to try to help clients and prospects. You can give me a call at 615-907-7056. Again, that's 615-907-7056. You know, let us know where you're living. Let us know what your needs are. Let us know what you've done maybe toward a specific goal. And then either my office can help, or we can refer you to an office that may be better fitting toward your individual needs or location.
Sounds good. Lee, as always, appreciate you stopping in today.
Thanks so much, Brian. Have a great day.
Lee Colvin, Edward Jones Financial Advisor, with us on the show. Again, 615-907-7056 for the offices of Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, their charitable foundation, Sharing Change, funded by members like you, who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month, supporting hundreds of nonprofits. Discover more at sharingchange.org. We'll see you back here next time.